Well, we thought, I mean, I think Coach Cowling brought it up. I don't know if Stratford, whatever their nickname is, or know what's coming for them, you know. And I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Stratford obviously got a great program. They've won 100 and whatever, 15 games in a row. Mm-hmm. We're going to obviously have our work cut out for us. But I know last year, going into districts, there was a particular girl on our team that really, really wanted to play Stratford that year. Mm-hmm. Now, we kind of messed that up by not getting out of our district. But I think the girls are going to look forward to the challenge. I mean, you know, if you want to be the best, you got to play the best. And they're certainly, over the last 3 or 4 years or longer, have been the best.
I've purposely not asked you about Stratford in 3 years because of this. But now it's one and two, you're both unbeaten. The player that gets the most attention for them, obviously, it's Coach Pinson's recruit and Haley Frank. I'm sure you've seen her on film. What's the biggest challenge of trying to slow her down next Thursday night?
I haven't watched her once. I can honestly say I've never seen them play basketball, other than 2 years ago at the Final Four.
Right,
I saw
right.
them live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember, because to be honest with you, they had a guard that I thought was a stud player that ended up going to school to Ozarks.
Right.
Because I thought she was going somewhere. I mean, that girl could play. And so we'll get some film. We'll be studying it up, and we'll get working on it. But I honestly haven't seen them play in 2 years, so I really couldn't tell you, other than obviously they know what they're doing. Obviously mm-hmm. they have a good coach, and obviously they have really, really good players, because good coaches aren't good coaches generally unless they have really good players.